It is, and part of the reason is that the All-Star software package, or the apt repeat, to more correctly name it, but just for clarity, the All-Star package, it's easy to set up and run, and it offers you almost everything that you would want in a traditional repeater controller. So you're finding more and more people are just saying, you know, why would I go out and buy some sort of an aftermarket repeater controller when I can throw together a All-Star node and put my repeater on, and I get all the things, scheduling and timers and everything else, plus I get all this connectivity as long as I got an internet connection. So it hardly makes sense for anybody to not run it anymore. You know, just I think there's a fear factor of what I know. But having said that, you know, I think more you're going to find more and more repeaters switching to it just because it makes a lot of sense for a repeater to run it. And so you'll have increasingly more and more places you can connect up. You don't have to connect a bunch of repeaters together, which is kind of what we're doing here. But, you know, just having All-Star on your local repeater allows your users to utilize it from places where they wouldn't normally be able to. You know, and I think that's where I originally started with the whole concept, and it's moved into something quite a bit more. But yeah, All-Star is great. It's good stuff. Now, when you talk about, you know, your digital node, a lot of people call those hotspots, but technically the phone's the hotspot, and the digital node is just that, a digital node, and All-Star is like an analog node. Kind of the same thing, except for analog. Now, there are some choices to get that all under one, you know, one device, but for the most part, you've got your digital, you know, PiStar or whatever you're running, digital node, and it's almost the exact same thing except analog, and that would be the All-Star. So I've got a thing called a, hold on one second here.